Hoefler, Hans. Hans Hoefler, born 19 June 1911, died 21 August 1962, SS Sturmbannführer, was Odilo Globocnik's deputy chief of staff. As delegate for Jewish resettlement in the Lublin district, he was deeply involved within the Aktion Reinhardt, in organizing the deportation of Jews from German-occupied Poland to the Majdanek camp, and through the camps at Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka, and in the looting of Jewish property and valuables. Most famously, Hoefler is the author of a telegram sent on the 11th of January 1943 to the commander of the security police in Krakow. This telegram was intercepted and deciphered by the British, who documented and archived it.
The telegram gives the reported numbers of arrivals, Zugang, within Operation Einsatz Reinhardt for the last 2 weeks of 1942, and totals as of end of 1942, for locations abbreviated with L, B, S, and T, which are commonly interpreted as Lublin, meaning Majdanek, Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka.
The figures are Lublin, last fortnight 1942, 12,761, total, 24,733. Belzec, last fortnight, 0, total, 434,508. Sobibor, last fortnight, 515, total, 101,370. Treblinka, last fortnight, 10,335, total, 71,355. Total, 1,274,166.
If we deduct the single totals of L, B, and S from the overall total, the resulting figure for T is 713,555, rather than 71,355, as given in the telegram, so the figure for T is probably missing a 5.
Nothing in this document indicates that the Jews deported to these locations were killed there. In fact, even mainstream historians agree that Jews sent to Lublin Majdanek in 1942 were not subjected to wholesale mass murder there, so the word Zugang, used by Hoefler to describe what happened to the Jews sent to these camps, means just that, they arrived there. The total, reported by Hoefler in this telegram, was later used by SS statistician Richard Korher, in his report about the fate of Europe's Jews, as of the end of 1942, where these Jews are listed under the category of, quote, transport of Jews from the eastern provinces to the Russian East, unquote. This category has two entries, one for the Chełmno camp, 145,302 Jews, and one for Jews processed, quote, through the camps in the general government, unquote, listing precisely Hoefler's figure, 1,274,166 Jews. Such figures are compatible with deportations of Jews, but we have no evidence at all for the murder of such numbers of people at those camps. See Matonio 2004a, page 127, Graf Q's Matonio 2020, pages 311-330. Hoefler was captured by the British in 1945, who handed him over to Austria in 1947, where he was soon released. He was arrested again in 1961, for allegedly organizing the deportation and murder of more than a million Jews. However, because Hoefler evidently not only refused to quote-unquote confess, but must have thrown quite a few monkey wrenches into the investigations, the Vienna prosecutors had problems compiling a formal indictment, in spite of the substantial material they had accumulated. On 21 August 1962, just prior to the opening of the trial, Hoefler is said to have hanged himself in prison. The truth is that the Austrian judiciary could not afford a trial against a defendant who knew everything that really had happened, who knew he could expect no mercy, no matter how hard he tried to please the court, and who therefore most likely was going to speak the truth. Austrian officials could not allow this, and thus, there is a fair chance that they encouraged his suicide. See Graf Q's Matonio 2020, pages 197 and following.